Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. My name is Christian.
Okay.
My name is Christian. I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print?
No.
Okay, thank you. So you are eligible to participate in this survey. It'll be very quick, about 5 minutes long.
Okay.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain you will vote? You will probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
Very certain.
Thank you. Moving on, what is your age, if you don't mind us asking?
62.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not really motivated, to a 10 where you are very motivated.
9.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First would be Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Is that a strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kamter as congresswoman?
Disagree.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Strongly.
Strongly what? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
What about Donald Trump as former president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or you are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? And the first person would be, or institution is First Energy.
They're necessary evil, I guess.
So do you have a favorable impression of them or an unfavorable impression on them?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Derek Marin?
I'm neutral.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Probably very.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And Marcy Kamter.
Definitely unfavorable.
Did you say unfavorable?
Yeah, unfavorable.
Thank you. And Joe Biden.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably the Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat?
Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamter or Republican Doug Murray?
The Republican.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kamter, or would you say there's no chance you would vote for her?
There's no chance I would vote for her, yeah.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kamter. Marcy Kamter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kamter, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make a difference?
Doesn't make a difference. I wouldn't vote for her no matter what.
Okay, thank you. Now I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Murren. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, someone less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference. All right, so this is the first statement. Derek Murren wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Murren's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Murren's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat what?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Murren saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. And last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So much less likely, somewhat less likely. No difference.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Murren wrote legislature to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What would you say? More likely? Much less likely? Somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Murren voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Probably more likely.
Oh, more likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And this is the last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
I'd probably still vote for him.
Okay. Let me down. I'm writing that down. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamter or Republican Derek Marin?
The Republican.
Thank you. These last questions are for statistical purposes only, ma'am. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school diploma, technical or vocational school, college, bachelor's degree, graduate degree? Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And is that a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Oh, it's becoming weaker all the time with the people we got.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. That concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dark Soul of Grace. They call me Mr. Gray.
Porque es más fácil llegar en la 44 de aquí al centro que llegar de aquí a Santa Tecla, no lo puedo quedar.